to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
My name is Eric.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Micah.
Sean, I'm super fucking pissed, and I'm on some medicine that's like meth.
Yeah? I'm, so disappointed.
What the hell happened to the NFL?
I don't know, dude. Everything's upside down. It's like a bizarre world.
Maybe
we're in an episode of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
No. Roger Goodell is the Demogorgon.
He's your go-to for taking the blame.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
I don't know. Yeah. It was the most exciting, boring game I've ever seen in my life.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Which is, like, becoming the Bears' MO currently.
God, man.
Yeah.
I tweeted out from our account that, there was a Nine News reporter who was watching the game. And he was watching the kick, and he was like, every guy in Denver standing up, surrender Cobra, you know, waiting for the kick to go, you know, wide right again. And the kick goes through the uprights, and he just like falls apart and melts. Yeah. And I was
that's
like,
how that's how I was at my house, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just like, everything leading up to that, like, should we start? What do we need to talk about before we get into the details of
man.
The game?
Oh, jeez. Well, if you want, we could start on just all the crazy shit in the NFL before we get to the Broncos.
Let's get into the Broncos, then we'll get to the crazy shit.
Okay, you want to do that first?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we lost.
Next?
Yeah. It was 14-16. In case you missed the game and you decided to listen to the podcast instead.
God bless
you. We lost. Eric won on that side. So good for you, Eric. Yeah, I hope you're real proud of yourself. Way to jinx the Broncos. He had it 7-10. I had it 17-16. I would say I'm closer in the score.
Sadly.
I nailed it. On the Bears side.
Right, right.
And almost nailed it on the Broncos side.
I feel like doing my crushing the numbers right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do it to it, man.
All right.
Crushing the numbers!
So, this week's crushing the numbers, as if it's not sad enough. It's one. It's the number one. And Vic Fangio is the first and only Broncos head coach to start off his first season 0-2.
Right, yeah. And the first in, like, what, 6 years that didn't win the opening home game?
Yes. That's what's more painful.
Yeah. That's because I just stole your crushing the numbers. Crushing the numbers!
Dumbass. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. And you know what? I don't... Here's the thing. I think we're... Here's the main point that I got from that game. We're not as bad as I thought. I think there's a lot more upside than I thought. I think we're for sure better than we were last year. I think, outside of that, not looking good.
What was the first point that you made? There was some good, or?
We're better than I originally thought from the Raiders game. Like, I feel like there were some areas that...
Hold on. Hold on. Didn't you have us going 2-0?
Okay, yeah, before the season. That doesn't count. Nobody knew what to expect. I'm talking from last week.
Okay, fair enough. So last week there was a decline in your optimism.
I was feeling a little depressed. You know, I wasn't really sure what road we were going to take. I feel like I agree with you a lot more this week after this game about it's going to take a minute for adjustment. Maybe not as long as you had originally said.
Yes. Yes.
But I think the Broncos are on a solid track to becoming a good team. And I think, I think we're heading that direction.
I don't know if we're going to be a good team. And by that I mean like long term. I think there's a shot still that something good can come out of this season.
Okay.
And I don't know. Maybe at the end of our game breakdown we'll talk about full season prediction kind of shit. But let me do the game breakdown. We'll do drive by drive. So tired of this. All right.
It's a lot less fun when we lose.
Like immensely.
Yeah.
And this is 3 years now. Okay. Broncos 10 plays, field goal. We're up 3-0. That's good. All right. Bears punt after 3 plays. Really good. Okay. They got 1 yard in that drive. 1 yard. Yeah. Broncos get the ball back. 4 plays, punt. Chicago gets the ball back. 14 plays for 7.5 minutes, and they get a field goal, which I'm okay with at that point, only because... they got all the way down the field just to kick a field goal. Broncos get the ball back, 7 plays, and they punt. Bears get the ball, 10 plays, field goal. So 6-3, them. We get the ball back, 8 plays, punt. Chicago, 3 plays, punt. Broncos, 3 plays, punt. And that's basically the end of the half. Chicago comes, they get the ball second half, negative 11 yards after 4 plays, and they punt. Broncos 9 plays, they punt. Bears score a touchdown. That's the Montgomery run, which I need to look on the waiver wire to see if he's available. Broncos 9 plays, field goal. So it's 13-6 at this point. We are entering the fourth quarter at this point. Chicago's 3 plays punt. Broncos 16 plays. This was the most excruciating drive. I gotta go through this drive. Lindsay for 2 yards. Flacco sacked. Flacco to Sutton for 9 yards. Freeman for 3 yards. Flacco to Fant. Penalty. We declined the penalty. Lindsay for 2 yards. Pass incomplete to Lindsay. Pass to Hamilton for 6 yards. Flacco to pass to Lindsay for 4 yards. Flacco pass short right. There's a reason why I'm going through this one. To Freeman for 11 yards. Freeman runs for 14 yards. Freeman runs for 13 yards. Ron O'Leary, this was the whole... Garrett Bowles should have and could have been called on Garrett Bowles' play. Flacco to Sutton for 16 yards. Lindsay, no gain. Flacco pass for 2 yards. Get real close. Where are we at? What yard line are we on? I don't remember where we are. Flacco pass short right intended for Sanders, intercepted. And I honestly think that should have been a pick six.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, the Bears, after 5 plays, punt. Broncos, 12 plays, touchdown. Sanders gets the pass. Sorry, is it Sutton? No, Sanders. Twice, because he gets the 2-point conversion. And then the Bears march down and get a field goal. So. Went through the key plays.
Yeah, man. This is a rough one. I don't know. I feel like they definitely picked it up a lot in the second half. Like I said, it got super exciting at the end. I appreciated the gutsiness of the 2 points. It's something I don't think we would have seen in the previous 4 years, at least.
So wait, say that, which ones?
The extra 2 points.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I appreciated that. I appreciated the play calling. I think Fangio showed us he's got guts.
All right, so that's where I differ.
Okay. I think it was ballsy. I think it was good. It was our only chance to win.
Oh, that with that particular play, yes. But in terms of the game, I disagree entirely.
Yeah. I mean, I think he saw the way that game was going, and I think he realized there was momentum, and if he wanted to win that game, he had to pull the trigger. And I don't think we saw that in the last couple of years. So I was glad to see it. Because, like we've determined already that the Broncos are in a transition, whatever you want to call it. We're on an uptick, hopefully. And to get to that point where we want to be, you're gonna have to play gutsy sometimes. And so I appreciated that side of it. The other side of it is lots of mistakes everywhere else. That there shouldn't have been a reason that we had to be put in that position, that we had to make that gutsy call, but it happened. And so, overall, though, man, I'm struggling with this game because there were a lot of things that really upset me about it, and that there were things that I liked about it. I felt like I liked that he targeted Sanders a lot more. Appreciated that. The officiating was garbage. Absolute garbage. Yeah, man. There's just a couple things. I'm still on the fence. I don't know which way I'm going with Flacco yet. And like I see like brilliance sometimes, and I see like just stupidity sometimes.
All right. I'm going to rant.
Okay.
Okay. First off, something I've been like harping on. Run pass ratio. And I tweeted incessantly about it during the game. 50 attempts to 24 rushing attempts. 50 passing attempts to 24 rushing attempts.
Yeah.
35 completions. Flacco had an 83, rating of 83, QBR of 80. In comparison, Trubisky had a 29 QBR and a 70 rating. He was 16 of 27.
Mm-hmm.
Passed the ball half as many times. If you look at their run-pass ratio, 27 passes to 29. I just, like, it's ours is so fucking lopsided.
Right.
50 to 24. So here's I'm trying to give Fangio some benefit of the doubt here. Start the game. We were basically the entire game pass heavy, but not by much.
Yeah.
So like I'm watching, and I tweeted out as we went along, like, pass rush ratio, and by the time that we get to the third quarter, it's looking bleak. And so Fangio does what I think every other Bronco quarter or coach should have done since winning the Super Bowl, which it's not a ton of coaches, but enough for me to like say it. And that is to use the key players that you have to make plays. To not pretend like we have some fantastic, you know, run game that no one knows of, or that, you know, the no-fly zone is going to come back and save our asses, or that Von Miller is going to get three sacks in one quarter, you know, or, you know, Von Miller is going to get an interception. Nothing crazy other than he's got a quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, and he's got a wide receiver who's won a Super Bowl, and he utilizes those exactly how he should have. The problem was he waited three quarters to get to that point.
Right.
I watched the Chicago pass run ratio, and I watched other teams' pass runs ratio. I wish I had more time because I was going to look up like winning teams' pass rush ratio, and we pass the ball way too goddamn much. If we just establish the run game at the beginning of a game and just live with it and play boring football, we will win games. That's my hot take. That's my prediction. Is if we just shut the fuck up and run the ball,
we will win games. Our run game is just not producing what they
used
to. Yes,
I could not agree more. Do you want to know why?
Why?
It's the same problem we've had for 5 years. 4 years.
Yeah.
Our O-line.
For sure. But so how do you on one hand say that we need to run more, and on the other hand say that, well, we're not producing when we do run?
That's my problem. Is that like, that is the problem. Like, yes. We're not going to win football games until we get that taken care of. Again.
Right.
I don't know. There's no solution.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, we're definitely like, not.
I don't know. He came out. You saw like the first few drives. Like Flacco came out slinging real fast,
right?
Which is fine, but you can't depend on throwing the ball 50 times.
Yeah,
Sean, who won this game?
The Bears.
So I can legitimately say that whatever they did better than us.
Right, for sure. They, I think what they did better than us is they got the ball off quick.
And they probably knew that we were going to throw the ball 66% of the time.
Right, but that's where our touchdown came from. They shut down our run game.
Which is fine.
They did a great job at that.
I'm not saying that we can't have success, but they had better success than us, and their ratio was 27 to 29, not 50 to 24.
I think their success, though, came from shutting down Von Miller and Chubb, who at this point are sackless, which might be the name of this episode, or the Broncos are sackless.
Because
they just like the Raiders, figured out that if they get the ball off quickly, that shuts us down. For another stat that I saw today, that we're almost every game that Von Miller is sackless in is almost a loss for us since 2018.
So I'm not going to take ownership of this idea, but on the fan, Tom Nalen suggested that it's because Von Miller isn't being used correctly.
That's horseshit. What do you mean he's not being used correctly?
So they point to specific plays in this game where if the ball is away from Von Miller, if the ball goes away from Von Miller, he's used like he's being used as a role player and not as a Super Bowl MVP essentially. Which, if that's the case, play calling, whatever you want to call it, that's fine. But I will say, though, I think this game might actually create some change. Like, some of the articles that are being written on the internet I love. Chris Harris Jr. reveals that the mindset of the locker room is different after this loss. Are the Broncos trending up and down? Tone seems different in the for the Denver Broncos this year. Sanders calls out Bowles. It seems like these are. It actually feels like a different season.
For sure, yeah.
And on some level, we have different problems now.
Yeah, there's good players on our team who are frustrated with bad players on our team.
Yes, I don't think I've ever seen guys call people out like. Call other guys on the team out like that.
Bowles needs to get his shit together. That's like a huge another frustration.
After this game, he's done. Like, there's no wondering, like, this is a bust pick.
Yeah.
We fucked up.
Did you watch his press conference?
Bowles, no. I watched Fangio's, but
yeah.
It was like, his playing was nonsense. Like,
yeah.
Like, he must have CTE if he can't figure out that he shouldn't hold on to someone.
Right? And that's what I brought up in his press conference, because the whole time he was basically he said, I'm a physical player. I don't know how to play any other way. I'm going to keep playing the way I play. And it was maddening. It was like, no, you don't understand. You're not helping anybody. Granted, yeah, I would rather have 7 penalties than 7 sacks. Sure. But I think a lot of those are preventable. If he would have he could block and not tackle. That,
percentage wise, yes.
Everybody else in the NFL could figure it out. I don't know. Very frustrating. Yeah, man. I still don't know if I buy into your run pass rant.
Prove me wrong. I want to see this happen. Like, the Broncos have not won.
Sure.
What is it? In the last 46 games, we're 16-30.
Right. Let's look at Kansas this week against the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes was 30 for 44.
You're talking about an anomaly here. Like,
30 for 44, and rushing was 22 carries. Almost.
If we had
almost
Pat Mahomes,
exactly the
I would,
same.
I would not have this problem if we had Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. I'm just saying. You said winning teams.
I'm not saying winning teams. I'm saying we the Broncos need to establish a run.
Right.
Because we can't. And until we do, run game or O-line or not, either one of those, we're not going to win. Because it's going to be the expectation that we throw the ball 50 times.
It's really frustrating too, man, that like, I can't believe we're having like O-line talks again. Like, after all that we hoped that was going to come from this offseason, that's still such like a major part that we're struggling with. And we're still struggling with, like, you know, our cornerbacks can't keep up. And, you know, like, the run game up the middle we're weak on. It's just, it's crazy. Like, how do we still have all these problems? I don't know. I don't get it.
Here's some other examples for you. Cardinals lost to the Ravens 17-23. Kyler Murray threw it 40 times and they ran the ball 11 times. Bucks beat the Panthers. Cam Newton threw it 51 times and they only had 19 rushes. They have Christian fucking McCaffrey on their team. Why would you not give that guy the ball?
Yeah.
But the thing is that we get behind, and by the fourth quarter, we are forced to throw the ball 20 times in one quarter.
Right.
That's the thing that kills me.
There's other teams across the NFL that can carry that. I mean, like...
Right, but we can't.
We can't, you're right. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott on the Cowboys, I mean, there was like 34 carries, but he's Ezekiel Elliott.
But it's even if our pass game could be at the level that it needs to be, teams just sit back and like take shots at us. Like,
right.
What's the point of them rushing four if they can have an extra guy covering? Then it creates conflict up at the front and we have a sack. I'm happy that we don't have a ton of sacks, but
for sure. Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of breakdown. Our offensive line is garbage. It does shut it down a lot. It creates a lot of, I think the benefit that we're seeing this year opposed to last year, even with having a bad offensive line again, is that Flacco's a lot more talented than Trevor Siemian or anybody else that we've had.
Yes, yes.
And so he's able to get the ball off quickly. He's able to read the play a lot quicker. We're still, I mean, even that sack, I don't remember what the guy at the number 24 from the Bears that crept in and got that sack. I don't know, man. It's just, it's frustrating. It's super frustrating on that side of it for me. I felt like, I will say though, I felt like the officiating did cause a lot of issues. I don't know.
I don't care about that anymore.
I care a lot about it because I think it was horseshit that we lost that game. And I think it was bad officiating that caused it.
I think it was bad gameplay that caused it. Huh? Why, if we want to win games, let's go be like the Patriots and run up the score of 43-0.
Right. But we still have that talent.
The Niners won 41-17.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills won 28-14.
Sure. Yeah, man. I think we played higher caliber teams than they did this week, obviously.
I don't know. I don't. So that's the thing is, like, all right, who won this game? And who lost it? Let's pick one or two. Did the Broncos lose this game, or did the Bears win the game? Last week I said the Broncos lost the game.
Yeah, I think the Bears won this game.
I think the Bears won this game too.
Yeah.
Because they were the better team.
I agree. I think we were the better team. I think the problem is, I think people, I don't know why, and maybe like, I don't know how or why, but we've become very predictable, and because the Bears did exactly what the Raiders did. Like, we didn't change anything. So they knew if they get the ball off quickly, that takes away, you know, Von Miller and Chubb getting sacks, which just leads to potential turnovers, potential, just a ton more potential on our defensive side. Adds a lot more pressure, all those things. Our offensive line, they knew how to shut down our run game and force us to pass. I mean, the only thing that really changed is that he targeted Sanders more than he targeted Sutton this week, which resulted in a touchdown. So I can't argue with that.
Can I give you another scenario, another situation?
Yeah.
The 49ers game, playing the Bengals. The Bengals look like the Broncos. Jimmy Garoppolo, decent quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Threw the ball 26 times. San Fran rushed the ball 42 times. Cincinnati, the losing team, Andy Dalton threw the ball 42 times, and Cincinnati rushed the ball 19.
Right.
Lopsided, just like us. I'm sticking with that. Like, until I'm proven wrong with that, like, unless it's one of the top three quarterbacks, Brady, Mahomes, and, I don't know, Goff or Wentz, I don't know who you want to put in there.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I get it. We're just not able to perform like those guys. Matt Breida was averaging 10.1 yards with 12 carries.
Right.
So that, I mean, what do we average? We were averaging like, what, 3 yards per carry? Because be it, you know, I don't put that on our running backs. I mean, I agree with you that it is a lot to do with our offensive line aren't creating holes. I don't know, man. I think I agree with you. I just don't know how we get there.
Right.
Is my problem. So if there, it's kind of like one of those, like...
Well, and I don't know either.
It's like, yeah, it's a problem, but if there's no solution, then does it matter? Then you still have to find the best solution that we could come up with. And if that is throwing it 60 times a game and eking out two touchdowns from those 60 passes, I mean, that's better than getting shut down, you know, getting 50 carries that result in an average of 4 yards per carry and no touchdowns.
So I went back and looked at, like, the 2014 Broncos team.
Uh-huh.
That's the team that, like, was just, like, crazy hot. Things didn't work out in the off or in the postseason for us, but like I'm looking at Manning's numbers. Okay, so we beat the 49ers, which I don't think was that difficult to do. 42-17. I don't remember what week this is. Manning threw the ball 26 times. I got to do math, so bear with me. 22, 3, 4, 27. We rushed the ball 27 times. So we rushed the ball one more time than Manning threw it. Manning threw for 318 yards and 4 touchdowns. I just, like, I don't know what to do with our O-line. Like, it's pretty clear that we got a trash O-line.
Right.
I don't know if it's necessarily the play calling. I think it is in the sense that, like, we need to run the ball more. You need to establish the ball or the run game, but you can't because you got a shit line.
Right.
Like, this is just, it's just chicken and egg at this point. Like,
yeah, it's frustrating, man. It's super frustrating, the fact too that the Chiefs or the Chicago Bears don't even have that good of a defense.
Right.
And that they're still crushing our offensive line.
And that's the thing is, like, okay, so I asked you who won the game. The Bears won the game. The Broncos didn't even lose the game. The Bears just won the game.
Right.
And I look at the teams, and I think that we are a competitive team with the Bears. But then I look at the Bears, and I'm like, damn, the Bears are kind of a shit team. Like I don't know if I trust Trubisky enough. Like, I think he's going to have a sophomore slump.
Yeah. I could see that. I don't know, man. It's tough. It's tough to say. I agree with you. I think that the Broncos lost this game opposed to the Chiefs. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, the Chicago Bears won this game.
Right. I mean, they lost to the Packers 10-3.
Right.
They beat us 16-14. And in some sense, I felt like they had, other than the first quarter, near complete control of the rest of the game. Like, yeah. I'm a fan and I get shit all the time because it's like, how can you not see that this team sucks? And sure. It's like there's seasons that have started off bad. We went 6-0 with God, what's the buffoon from New England? McDaniels.
Yeah.
And we ended up not making the playoffs.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't hold on to the like, you know, this is all about luck, you know, peace. But on some level it is. And on the level that it isn't, things need to click.
For sure. I will say, though, like I said at the beginning, and maybe this is, I didn't clarify it very well, is that I felt from watching our game against the Raiders to this game, I think if we played this well against the Raiders, we would have beat the Raiders. Like, I think we're progressively getting more settled into the team that we're becoming. I think we're getting better. I think we still definitely have strides to make. That's undoubtable. But I think we're playing better. Like, I think we played better this week than we did last week.
I would agree with that, but it's just so tough to be incremental like that.
Sure, yeah.
Because of the schedule that we have, because of the team that we have, because of the competition. I mean, damn, dude, like the Patriots look like they're going to win another fucking Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
And Eli's benched, which means that, like, no one's in Brady's way.
For sure.
I don't know, like, well, okay, let's take a lap and game ball before we move on to next game and beyond.
Well, I was gonna say too. So, like Eric said, we've been a lot more active on Twitter. I posed a survey, I guess, on September 16th, and I said, after an emotional roller coaster, the Broncos lost this week, who's to blame? And I put the offense, the defense, play calling, officiating. Overall, the offense took it with 46%. We had defense coming in third with 19%. Play calling was fourth. And officiating was actually second with 31%. We also had some write-ins that were... One person said, where's the penalties option? And another person wrote in Elway. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like I think everybody else is agreeing with us, you know, that obviously a big issue is the offense, and more particularly the offensive line.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, the players are, if the players are starting to chirp about it, then.
Right, for sure. Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. Cause
yeah,
we like hearing from you guys, so definitely reach out and let us know your thoughts too, and we'll get back to that later. But thanks for participating in that. Yeah, man. So for as far as game ball goes, I think I give my game ball to Sanders.
Take a lap.
I mean, yeah.
His last name starts with a B.
I'm trying to think to not go the obvious route. Yeah, it's got to be him, though. There's no other.
Right.
There's no other choice. What about you, man?
I'll go with the whole O-line takes a lap.
Okay.
And then game ball goes to Sanders.
Yeah.
I got to say, you know, I'm not a big Royce Freeman fan, and but he played well.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Second most in receiving. He caught 5 of his 7 targets.
Yeah.
For like 48 yards, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't complain.
He has a better percentage than Sutton currently, so.
Okay, well, let's talk about the next game. I also want to talk about beyond that as well. Broncos are not at all favored to win. We are in Green Bay. Vegas has us 10 points down. The over-under keeps on going up, too, which means that theoretically the Packers are going to win at an even higher rate than what Vegas is thinking. In other words, no one believes that we have a shot at winning this, including you and I, Sean. We said that we thought the Broncos would lose. Any thoughts at all on how it might work out?
Man, yeah, dude, I'm not looking forward to this game.
I believe it's an East Coast game, technically, so it's in the morning. I gotta look.
Yeah, I don't know what time it starts at.
I'm trying to find. It's an 11 o'clock game. I'm trying to find a way that the Broncos can pull this off. And I'm not seeing it, so.
Right. Just for, like, some comparative stats, I mean, Denver is ranked 16th overall in offense. Green Bay is 29th overall in offense.
Yeah, they have not scored many points.
Yeah. Lots of close games. We are 20th in rushing. They're ranked 19th in rushing. We're ranked 15th in passing. They're 26th in passing. Let's see. 28th in points, and they're 26th in points. Yeah, and even defensively, we're ranked higher. I mean, Denver's ranked 10th overall in defense. Green Bay's 13th overall in defense. So, I mean, on paper, there's a chance.
Right. It's just so tough, like 2-0 versus 0-2.
Right. I think things that have to happen for us to even come close to winning this game, we got to see a sack happen. We got to either see Von Miller, Bradley Chubb get a sack.
Yeah. That's the thing that kills me is that, like, Fangio is supposed to be the defensive-minded guy.
Right.
But we've not seen that.
I think he's just struggling with, like, having a bad offense. I mean, it's like you're a teacher, you know. Like, sometimes a bad kid takes so much of your attention away that the good kids struggle.
Boy, do I.
And I think those are our good kids, and they're struggling now because we have to focus so much on the dum-dums.
Just to kind of talk about status of some players, Juwan James is out for the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his status for the game. Callahan is questionable, which is a really good sign. I'm praying he's better. Janovich is questionable, and Joe Jones is questionable in the linebacker position. Elway came out and said that he thinks that the holding penalties need to stop.
Big time. That's another area that has to be up.
Yeah, yeah.
I
thought it was interesting that Elway actually said something about it.
Right.
He didn't specifically say Garrett Bowles' names, but he said that the holding calls need to stop. So, establish the run, make some sacks.
Right.
This is an
and if there's a time, you know, to have that happen, this is a good game for that because, their pass defense is pretty solid. So,
I'm trying to find the most up to date odds. Okay, so as of what's today? The 18th?
Yes.
As of 6 a.m. Okay, so the over-under went down, my bad. So down to 42.5. But yes, it is. As of writing, the line is at 8 for Bovada, but it's up from 10. So still winning by a touchdown plus. Gosh. I could see the Broncos losing this, like, 30-10.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think it's gonna be that high. Green Bay's not producing the points that they normally do.
I just think maybe against this Bronco team, it's possible.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be. I'm gonna go
16-10. Oops. So let's talk about how the season is shaping up. We are an eighth of the way through the season. So Sean, we both predicted that we'd have a win against the Raiders, loss against the Bears. You alluded to possibly a win last week with your prediction. You thought it might be close enough that we could eke out a win. We both predicted that we'd lose to the Packers. Week 4 is the Jaguars. They don't have Nick Foles.
Right.
I don't remember his status. What happened to him? What broke?
I don't remember. I'll look that up really quick.
Chargers are 2-0, right? No, 1-1. Thankfully to the Detroit Lions of all teams. Jacksonville is 0-2, just like us. They play the Titans. They're in Denver when they come to town. Sean, do you see us winning against the Jaguars at this point?
Yeah, I think so. They're not playing very good.
I'm going to say probably a loss to the Chargers because we're in LA.
I think we beat the Chargers. I think we get it figured out by then. I think that's more than enough time to get our shit straight. I think we beat Jaguars. I think we beat the Chargers, Titans, and then we hit that Chiefs wall.
I'm trying to be realistic.
Yeah, no, same here. And I mean, I honestly think we're, like I said, I think we're getting better and better every game. We definitely need a win. I don't think it's going to come from the Packers, so I think if it does come from the Jaguars, it gives us enough momentum to take the Chargers out.
So you think we'll be 2-4? No. So you think we can win Jaguars, Chargers, Titans?
Yeah, we're 3-3.
3-3 by the time the Chiefs, that we play the Chiefs in Denver.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think that's where we have to be, almost, to have
I would agree. I think if you want a shot at the Chiefs, you got to be at least 3-3. But I'm concerned that we're going to be 1-5 by the time the Chiefs get to town.
Ouch.
I don't see us winning the Chargers game. I think hopeful is 2-4, but that's not far off from what I suggested by the time that the Chiefs got into town, which was 3-3. And remember, the second half of this season is much different.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling we're heading in a good direction. I think we kind of turn that corner, hopefully after the Packers game, or maybe during the Packers game. Who knows? I got faith.
I have more hope in the Jaguars game than I do the Packers game.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Yeah. It's gonna be a long season if this is how it is. And here's one other thing that we haven't talked about. The suggestions of trading Von Miller, I think they're jumping the gun on that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I understand why people want to and are making the argument for it, but I just don't think it's not like a this isn't necessarily a wholesale team at this point.
Right.
I just don't see that yet.
For sure. I mean, I don't know of anything out there that would be worth, I don't know, the positions that we need filled. I don't think warrant that trade.
Well, yeah. So I know some people have talked about, like, well, why don't we? Here's one of the suggestions that I'm not sure if I buy into is that you trade Von Miller for a veteran offensive lineman,
and then
something else. I don't know. And the idea is that. I think the suggestion was like a first round pick.
Right.
And if you do that, the thought is that you can get someone that's not an offensive line player if you get a veteran offensive line player, because you have essentially taken what would be like a top five offensive line pick by and speeding up the process of taking a veteran offensive line player in their place, because you know the veteran offensive line player is a proven entity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's...
It's such a stretch at this point. Like,
right, that, yeah.
Like, I get the you know, the calling for people's heads kind of thing after week two on some level. And on the other level, like, it's just like, be fucking realistic. Like, that's not going to happen. So shut your pie hole and just sit tight for 4 or 5 weeks.
Right.
And see what happens. I think if the Broncos are 1-5 by the time that we get to the Chiefs game, I think then you can start making those suggestions. But I think it's too early right now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's like a end of the season thing. You can't. There's no room for it right now. There's no need for it. It's silly that people are already trying to give up on this season.
Yeah. Well, like Samuel Jackson says in Jurassic Park, hold on to your butts.
Do you give any weight to the Jalen Ramsey?
No. Elway's just not that guy. Like, Belichick is. Elway's not.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think that we would pay him top dollar like he wants.
For sure.
So.
I think he would definitely be a huge asset to the Broncos.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I just don't think we have anything to offer him.
No. No. That's all I got, man.
Yeah, same.
It's just, we got to get through this. We got to do this.
Yeah.
Sunday can't come soon enough.
Agreed. All right, well, let's wrap this up. Like always, we appreciate you guys listening. We appreciate the interactions on Twitter, like always. Definitely check out iTunes, Google Play Music, anywhere else that you could listen to podcasts. Rate and review us on there. It definitely helps the show to grow. And like always, definitely reach out to us on Twitter. We want to hear from you guys more often. We love interacting with you guys. You can reach us on Twitter at Crush Report. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Eric at
Eric D. Munoz.
Check out the website. Check out the YouTubes. Hopefully we get back into that sometime soon. I say that like every week, but we probably will someday. It might happen. You never know. And the Broncos might win the Super Bowl. So we'll see. Thank you guys so much for listening. Come on, Broncos. Let's go. Let's go, Broncos.
Go, Broncos.
Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You were to blame. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You want to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain.